Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast, back with another week, back to our usual schedule for now anyways. We know these things change on a regular basis, and it's another really good story for you this time around. But again, I want to do some real quick housekeeping, as usual. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, this podcast is built on your stories. Well, mostly your stories anyway. So I want you to send them and get in touch either through our Facebook page by searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast, or you go to our website, ghost-stories.co.uk. As I mention every week, it's not up to date, but the contact form works perfectly. And you can ping us a story there. Now, it could be based in fact, it could be completely made up. Heck, it doesn't even have to be a story. It could be anything. If you think it's ghost related and you want to put it forward for the podcast, I'm all ears. I'm open to ideas, and I'll add it to the list and we'll work through it. And I've got so many stories right now. It's amazing reading through them. I absolutely love hearing from our listeners and the things you all have to say. And it rarely disappoints. You know, the feedback we've been getting on some of our recent stories is just brilliant. And I think this is actually the longest run, because sometimes I do write my own stories for the podcast, and this is the longest run of stories I've put out, which are just genuinely from our listeners in the history of it, starting back in 2015. So that's actually feels like a really proud achievement for me, to know we're getting that reach that you all want to share your stories for me to produce. And you know, that's a great way to support the podcast, by sending in your stories, by tuning in, subscribing, liking us on Facebook, dropping reviews. But if you want to go the extra mile, the one thing you can help with is production costs. Now, I am a one-man band. I do this on my own. My wife occasionally helps me out, and I do rope in friends and families. But overall, I do Ghost Stories as a passion project. So if you want to help out and put in a few bucks to pay for those bills, because we do have costs involved for hosting, equipment, and all sorts, you could do so by going to Patreon. And we have two tiers. There's the $1 tier and a $5 tier. No more, no less. And for that, you get content early. And we are also doing a spin-off show called Talking Ghosts. Now, the premiere came out about a week and a half ago, as of listening to this. And it's where I invite a guest on each week and we dissect and talk about an old episode of the podcast. So the first one we did was Red Water with my friend Beard. He was on, and that was a lot of fun. We went off a few random tangents, but I think it was a good laugh. And the next one is going to include my wife, Lucy. I'm hoping we'll be able to record maybe later today or early next week so we could post that out. And we'll be talking about an episode that she actually wrote and starred in. So that's not to be missed, because I know she's a fan favorite. So yeah, that's all for this week in terms of housekeeping. Now let's get on to the thing you're all really here for, and that's a story. Now this one's really different, because it's an email. I don't know who it's come from. They put their name as anonymous@anonymous.com. I don't think they mean the organization. And the message just says, "I wish to remain anonymous, but here's a story I wrote in verse. Use it as you wish." So it doesn't say if the story is based in fact or fiction. I'd be keen to know what you think, but it's interesting. I've not had one written in verse before, so I can't wait to read this out to you all and hear what you all think as well. So sit back and relax. This is In Verse. Walking in the park a few nights prior, we saw an animal that reminded us of long ago. A rough-haired Irish wolfhound in the twilight's glimmer roused something within me. A suppressed moment of terror lingering in a forgotten memory. This creature brought out a chilling fright we thought we'd long since let go. Of all our travels, for my wife and me, this disturbing episode gave us the most woe. Winter winds blew in December 1995 as the train pulled into the station at Gdansk. The crowds bustled and hustled, going about their holiday business, not giving us a second glance. This day trip would soon prove the most terrifying, perhaps the most dangerous. It started like most cities we visited, a train, a station, a ride to the city on the center of a bus. I remember the salute to Neptune with his trident drawn as he played in his fountain. We saw the wharf with his iconic crane while on the bridge nearby vendors were shouting. Weary Christmas shoppers asked if the price was in old or new money. You see, the zeros recently lopped off the zloty in an attempt to improve the economy. We made our way to the monument to the fallen shipyard workers, a place of solidarity of sorts. A place where Leach made his stand and struck a strike which shut down the local ports. At the foot of the Tri-Cross statue was a plaque, a quote from John Paul II, which artfully stated, "Their silence was louder than a thousand screams, upon which we contemplated." But before it could sink in, this phrase took on a whole new meaning. Within seconds stood before us a large dog with black eyes, furry coat, and a wet muzzle gleaming. The best way to describe this canine, as it were, a shaggy Cerberus missing other heads. Its demeanor at first was playful, but soon it changed its tune, as we began to dread. It was at least 5 stones, grayish brown and about 1 meter tall, jumping around us and gleek fresh slobber from his maw. Strays like this were known to have rabies, and we weren't about to check it for mange. Painful belly jabs were not on our itinerary, so we began to look for ways to get out of its range. When dealing with wild creatures, supernatural or not, it's best to walk, not run, or make a sudden jolt. This possessed pup would have none of it as we ambled away. It gave us a hasty chase. With yipping and yapping and snarling and snapping, the mutt caught a hold of my wife's sheep fleece. What started as whelp's innocent game was growing up to be serious now. To not get bitten, we knew we had to get help and get away somehow. Nearby was a busy intersection with a lot of cars and noises and people about. We hoped it would lose our scent in the maelstrom as crosswalks spewed pedestrians out. Across 4 lanes of traffic, we darted. It did little to deter our onerous stray. We stumbled into a fishmonger shop and slammed the door behind us just to get away. It worked for about 0.5 seconds as the cur stared at us through the glass door. But as soon as the next patron entered, our hiding spot was safe no more. In came the beast with the oblivious customers as they came through the shop's portal. He was now between us and the exit, which made for one big, hairy, scary hurdle. We made a sprint for the entrance and again to close the door to trap the beast inside. And yet again the door opened and we knew we had to find a new place to hide. Down a lane we went and through an alley. As my wife ran ahead, the hellspawn closed in on me. We got far enough away as we turned down the side street. We were both out of breath from the cold winter air and needless to say, dead on our feet. Luckily, we found a secondhand shop in the basement at the end of this housing row. Its door was propped open, but we know inside was where we had to go. We caught our respite, and the hound of Gdansk passed us by. We prayed the shopkeeper would let us stay a while. We waited a good 10 minutes to be sure the coast was clear. We spied to see the wretched monster was anywhere near. We ended our day at the train station, ready to leave. As we sat at the table, we saw something that was hard to believe. This hound of Gdansk was resting on the ground near the station's food court, but this time it lost interest in us and went to find its next consort. Whether this is Poland's version of the Wangsheng doll or an animal possessed by a ghost, it was no doubt on a timeless wild hunt, bound to find the next host. Well, what a wonderful story, and thank you so much to the anonymous sender, whoever you are. I hope I did it justice. I really enjoyed reading it. Something a bit different for the podcast, which is really cool to do. I always like it when we get to try something new. So yeah, I guess that means now I can hand it over to listeners. I want you to let us know if you think Inverse was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. You could do this by going over to our Facebook page and letting us know. We also have a Facebook group. Do join that as well. We've got a lot more members of our Facebook page and our Facebook group, and I'd like to encourage a bit more conversation and people sharing their stories there, as it's kind of a cool little community going on. Or alternatively, you can also vote. We have a poll on our Patreon page. The Patreon poll, which is a fun thing to say, Patreon poll is free for anyone to use. I do think you need an account, but you don't have to pay to access it. So you can also let us know what you think there. So we're keen to know what you thought of Inverse. So that's all for this week. If you do want to make my day, week, month, year, it's the same request as each week. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and leave us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. If they allow reviews, that stuff really helps us get more listeners, you know, improving us in the old algorithms, that type of stuff. And that means so much to me. I love reading your guys' reviews. I don't do that often, probably once a year, but when I go through, it's something that really gives me a lift and makes me want to keep creating more. And of course, if you have a story to send in, do get in touch either through the Facebook group or by going to ghost-stories.co.uk, and you can send them in there. I guess that's it for me this week. We'll be back next, and hopefully in the next few days there will also be a Talking Ghosts episode on Patreon, so keep an eye out for that as well. So make sure to take care, be nice to each other, stay safe, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?